The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is looking for input from the public on how best to deal with about 1,000 head of cattle on two islands in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. About 200 of the animals are on Woznesensky Island between Sand Point and King Cove, and another 800 are on Chirikoff Island, southwest of Kodiak. The cattle were first introduced to the islands to provide food by a family on Woznesensky in 1938 and for fox ranchers on Chirikoff in the 1880s. Neither island currently has permanent human residents. Steve Delahanty is the manager of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge based in Homer. He announced the start of a scoping process to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act before the cattle are removed or eradicated.
Not that they're malicious creatures or anything. We need cattle in the world for sure. But in this case, they're consuming the vegetation, altering the vegetation, trampling, compacting the soil. You know, it causes problems for nesting birds, for salmon streams, for archaeological sites that get degraded by the trampling and vegetation removal.
Even though the animals have occupied the islands for up to 130 years, Delahanty says they are still causing damage to them.
So it isn't really a steady state. It's not that they did something back 100 years ago and now everything is fine. The kind of biological potential of the island is at a low level and will remain at a low level until we can bring it up through some sort of action that we want to consider.
Though the cattle far predate wildlife refuges in Alaska, the animals are still considered invasive and not compatible with their environment in the eyes of the federal government.
Congress set them aside and said these places are special and should be managed for wildlife, and so we have an obligation to try and make them available and make them places where wildlife can thrive and people can go out and enjoy that wildlife.
Because of that, it appears allowing the cattle to remain on the islands is a long shot.
We don't have a preferred solution. We have a preferred outcome, which is a healthy refuge islands where wildlife can thrive. But by all means, if people want to say that they think that the best possible outcome is to just leave things as they are now, that is a totally legitimate point of view.
But Delahanty says that if the cattle were to remain and grazing was to continue, it would require a permit and would have to be compatible with the National Wildlife Refuge. The scoping process will include meetings with interested federal, state, and local agencies, federally recognized tribes, stakeholders, and the general public.